In the Daf of Shavuah this week, the Gemara in Tanis Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis says that Avram Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu how B'nai Yisrael are going to be able to do tshuva if something goes wrong. If perhaps the Beis HaMikdash is going to be under threat, if something bad is going to happen to the Jewish people, what's going to protect them in the future? So Hashem told Avram Avinu that the way that B'nai Yisrael can protect themselves is by offering korbanos and going through the service of the different sacrifices. So Avram asked Hashem, well, what's going to happen if I know already that the Beis HaMikdash may be destroyed and there won't be the opportunity of Korbanos? So how is it going to be that B'nai Yisrael are going to be able to help themselves in order to find Shuvah and Kapara from Hashem? So Hashem told Avram that by learning about the Korbanos and reciting the Parshios, the sections of the Torah dealing with the Korbanos, that will act in a way as if they brought their Korbanos themselves. The Gemara Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, says that Kol HaOsek BaTorah Kilu Hikriv Ola Mincha Chatas Vashem. Whoever involves themselves in the learning of the Torah, of the Korbanos, as if they have brought the Korban Ola, the burnt offering, the Korban Mincha, the meal offerings, the Chatas, the sin offerings, and the Ashen, the guilt offerings. Therefore, we see from this Gemara and other places in Chazal that even Bizman Hazen, nowadays, without the Beis HaMikdash, we can read the Parshios of the Korbanos. We can learn about the laws of the sacrifices, and it could be thought of as if we are bringing the Korban itself. One could perhaps logically extend this to the upcoming Yantif of Yom Kippur, and regarding the Korbanos of Yom Kippur itself. Perhaps, even though we cannot bring the Seir Mishtaleach, as the Rambam notes, in Hilchos Tshuva, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, if you don't have it, you're lacking in some aspect of the Korbanos, the Seir Mishtaleach, the Korban that was sent out and thrown down the cliff that served as a kapara for the Jewish people, or the entire Seder, the entire order of the Voda, of the service of the Beis HaMikdash, in the days where we had the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohanim, that brought kapara, that brought Tshuva for the Jewish people. Perhaps nowadays, we should be able, one could argue, to learn about the Korbanos, or perhaps the recitation of the Korbanos in the Seder HaAvodah in the Musaf of Yom Kippur that we talk about during Chazaras HaShatz, maybe that can fulfill the idea of bringing it, and we can attain Tshuva and Kapara on Yom Kippur because of this idea that Hashem told Avram Avinu, that through the learning and the recitation about the Korbanos, this allows someone to act as if the Korban is actually being brought. So can a person engage in the Korbanos of Yom Kippur through learning or recitation, and will that be effective? Logically, it would seem that's the case. The next question is it possible that a person could theoretically learn about the Korbanos of Yom Kippur, study the Korbanos of Yom Kippur, and even when it's not Yom Kippur, and still receive Kapara? So this actually could be a nafka mina between the machlokas, how to understand the Psukim and Achrimos. The Torah tells us in Achrei Mos about the entire order of offering the Korbanos on Yom Kippur that only after the end of the Seder, the order of the Korbanos on Yom Kippur, does the Torah tells us, oh, by the way, this whole section of the parshas that we just learned about with going to the mikveh and going to the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the different Korbanos and the Seir Mishaleach, that's all about Yom Kippur. It's strange that the Torah doesn't say that at the beginning of the parsha, that this whole discussion is about Yom Kippur. Only at the end, after we went through the whole order of the sacrifices, do we learn that it is in fact about Yom Kippur. Says the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah in Perek Chaf Aleph regarding this avoda, Ela b'chol shah shehu rotza likanes yikanes rak shikanes b'seder hazeh. The message, as we understand, is that if a person wants to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if the Kohen Gadol wants to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he can only go in if he follows the entire order of the day of Yom Kippur and all of its korbanos. That Aaron HaKohen can come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim theoretically at any time, the Medrash understands. There's nothing special about the day itself vis-a-vis the korbanos, but those korbanos can be used at any time if you want permission. It's as if it is a key to unlock the entrance to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, simply following the order of the avoda of the service of Yom Kippur, as long as he performs these korbanos that were prescribed here in Parshas Achrei Mos. So the Ksava Kabbalah, Rutzi Mecklenburg, writes in Vayikra and Perek Tzayin, and he cites the Chayi Adam, Rav Avram Danzig, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, his relative, the Gra, who notes that a Shmos Rabbah, the Medrash there, says that Aaron went in the Kodesh HaKadoshim all the time. Theoretically, he went in all the time. Not theoretically, in fact, did go in all the time. When the Torah says V'chiper Aaron achas b'shana. When it says that Aaron goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for kapara once a year, it means that in Yom Kippur, he has to go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and do the entire Avodah as described. And this is why the Torah teaches us the Seder Avodah, and only then says it should be done on Yom Kippur. Because technically, all of the beginning of Parshas Achrei Mos is not only for Yom Kippur. It is a formula that can be used by the Kohen Gadol anytime he wants to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. On Yom Kippur, you have to do this. And therefore, the statement that this is a korban for Yom Kippur only comes at the very end. Because, according to the Vilna Gaon, cited by the Chayyadim and the Ksava Kabbalah, you can actually perform the entire order of the korbanos we find for Yom Kippur any day of the year. And if this is the case, that the korbanos of Yom Kippur, a shayach, are relatable all year round, it would make sense, then one could argue, that you could read the parsha of the Seir Meshtaleach, of the animal that's thrown down the mountain, and the whole order of the korbanos, and that could be effective as a form of kapara and shuva, as we say, v'neshama parim sifasenu, that by speaking about the animals from our lips, it is as if we brought it. That is approach number one. On the other hand, there's the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Achrei Mos, who also cites a gra, cites a comment of the Vilna Gaon that says that in fact the chiddush, the novelty of the entire topic over here, is that Aaron can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wants. When it says v'chiper Aaron achas b'shana, Aaron can go in once a year. But the novelty is that Aaron can go in, but his children cannot go in. Only Aaron HaKohen had permission to go in whenever he wants, but the children are not able to. The reason is that for the 40 years in the Midbar in the desert, there was a cloud of the Shechina, the Ananim, the clouds covered the Mishkan at all times. Therefore, during that time, during those 40 years in the desert, it was as if the Mishkan had the Kedusha, the holiness of Yom Kippur, all the time. Because about Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says, Ki ba'anan areh al ha-kaporas, that Hashem appeared in a cloud above the Kaporas. That cloud-like Kedusha existed in the Mishkan and in the Kodesh HaKadoshim all the time in the days of Aaron. Therefore, Aaron could potentially always go in, since it was like Yom Kippur all the time, says the Meshech Chachma in the name of the Gra. However, after the Anan was no longer on the Mishkan, after Aaron passed away, the Ananim went away, and the cloud no longer covered the Mishkan, the Kohen could only go in when it was Yom Kippur. And Klal Yisrael were like Malachim, and they were Roi, they were on a level to have the Shekhinah rest on them in such a way, and therefore that is what the Pasuk is telling us. Now, according to this approach, it seems that the Korbanos of Yom Kippur are only relatable for Yom Kippur itself and not the rest of the year, because that's the expression here. These are only Korbanos of Yom Kippur, and it's not telling us anything about the rest of the year. It is important to note that the learning or reciting of Korbanos is not the same as offering actual Korbanos. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perak Aleph says that we don't have Korbanos nowadays, and therefore all we have is Tshuva and Vidui. However, he makes no mention of the effectiveness of reciting Korbanos in the place of actual Korbanos. If it was actually the case that if you learn or recite the Korbanos, it's effective as if you're actually bringing the Korban, then the Rambam should have said, oh, but if you want a form of Tshuva and Kapara, actually learn about those Korbanos. But the Rambam never makes such mention of such a concept. In addition, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yishmael wrote a notebook containing all of the Korbanos he would need to bring when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, and he made a note every single time he did something he thought was incorrect so he could make up for it when the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt, hopefully as he thought in his lifetime. However, this only raises a question, because why would he need such a notebook in order to remind him to bring Korbanos every single time he did an Aveira? He should have just sat down, learned that Parsha, that section dealing with the Korban, and that would have been sufficient. We see that it's like you're bringing the Korban when you learn or you recite the Parshios of the Korbanos, but it's not actually bringing the Korban itself. The Chuvas Chikrei Lev in Chelek Aleph says that if a person recites the Parsha Sachatas, the Parsha of the Torah dealing with the Korban Chatas, he still has to offer a Korban when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. And when the Gemara says, Kol HaOsek, whoever involves themselves in these Korbanos, Ki'ilu Hikriv, it's as if he brought it. It doesn't mean literally, just like it doesn't mean, for example, when the Gemara says, whoever is upset, it's Ki'ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. It's as if he worships Avodah Zarah. It's not true. It's like Avodah Zarah, but it's not actually the same thing in this regard. And one should look further in the Derech Pekudecha of the Bnei Yisachar in his introduction, the Hakdama, where he goes through different types of rules and the effectiveness of different types of recitation of Korbanos. He says, for example, if a person is able to, and they have a higher capacity of learning, they should learn about the Karbanos. If a person is not so familiar, then they should only recite the Parshios on their level. And he goes into many of the other details regarding the concept of Neshama Parm Sifasenu, that the recitation or learning about the Karbanos acts as if we bring the Karbanos ourselves.